Good morning. This is Eric Lofholm. I want to welcome all of you to our continuous sales improvement daily podcast. We're up to episode number 20. If you missed any of the episodes 1 through 19, you can catch the replay of those. Those are all available online. I'm great to be with you here this morning. It's Clean Slate Monday. And what that means is if you had a challenging week last week, you can just let it go. If you had a challenging weekend, you can just let it go. If you woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed, or you got a text that wasn't so pleasant, or maybe you got in an argument with a loved one this morning, you can just let it go. This could be the greatest week of your entire life. You're one idea away from a breakthrough. You're one relationship away from a breakthrough. You're one new account away from a breakthrough. Expect a miracle. This could be your miracle day or your miracle week. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat, today is a great day. Today is a great day. And the Dr. Moin podcast dropped today. I'll talk to you about a little bit more about that a little later on in the podcast. You are going to want to hear from my mentor. I've been training with Dr. Moin since 1994. He is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of sales training. And I got him last week for a solid hour and we got it recorded. And you're going to love that. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on today. So I've got three ideas for you today. Any one of these ideas can help you create a breakthrough. And the first idea is synergy. Synergy. Your brain will answer virtually any question you ask it. Ask yourself the question, how can I create synergy in my business? How can I create synergy with my sales? So a quick example, let's say you go to a networking event and you get a lead, or you get a lead anyway. It could be a social media lead. It could be a lead you paid for. You ran ads. You did an open house. You door knocked. You cold called. Okay, we've got a lead. Now, get that lead into a database. Not everybody does that, but that would be a smart thing to do. You get the lead into the database, and then you can market to that lead for life, like, for example, with email marketing. So Michael, who's on the line, Michael could do an open house. He gets a lead. Michael, you put that lead into your database, and then you can send emails out via using software, and you can market to that lead for life. So I'm going to tell you guys a crazy story I was just thinking about. On Friday, I was doing another podcast interview with Clayt Mask, who's the CEO of Keep, and that's going to be launching next Monday. It's a great interview, and I told this story on that podcast, and here's the story. So I meet a gentleman named Bill Glazer, and Bill has an audience of people that he's looking for guests to be a guest speaker on. So Bill comes to me and goes, hey, Eric, I like your sales training content. I'd like to interview you, and I'll send it out to my clients. This is in 2011. So I say, sure, I'd love to do that. So we agree. Then I say to Bill, can I offer a lead magnet on the interview? A lead magnet's where it's a business term. You offer something for free in exchange for their contact information. So Michael, on your website, you could offer something for free. So when you have a visit on your website, they'll put in their email, and now you collected the lead on your website. So I asked Bill, can I do that? And he said, yes. So I offered the lead magnet on the audio interview. So off the interview goes out, and I got like 300 leads back in 2011, all opting into my email database. So I'm emailing these 300 people since 2011, every one of them except anybody that opted out. Well, I made a sale this month in September from one of those leads that came in from 2011. What's the story about? Synergy. Synergy is 1 + 1 = 3, or 1 + 1 = 30, or 1 + 1 = 3,000. If I don't get those leads into my database in 2011, and if they don't go to a CRM that has the ability to send emails out, I don't make a sale in 2022. Think about that. In other words, I got benefit in September from work I did back in 2011. Why? Because of synergy. This is not a conversation about email marketing. It's not a conversation about your database, although I use those as points. It's a conversation about synergy. So you ask your brain, how can I create synergy in my business? And then your brain answers it. If you like the idea, you take action on that idea. Okay, so here's your next idea today. And it is to dream. It is to dream. So I look at life from a lot of different vantage points. And one vantage point is today. That's what this call's about. Today being September 19th, Monday, September 19th. And the purpose of this call is to get you ready to have a great day today, for you to go out and produce today, whatever producing looks like, for you to go out and have a great attitude, for you to bring effort and energy to your business today. That's what we're focused on. And there's another way of looking at life, and that is about your dreams. So while I'm looking at today, I can also look at my dreams, and I can look at both viewpoints at the same time. So I was doing some dream work yesterday, and I did it on an Excel spreadsheet, and I was putting down some of my dreams for my business, like my book, Continuous Sales Improvement. If you haven't got a copy, go get one on Amazon. I want to sell 600,001 copies of this book. That's one of my dreams. I want to have 100,000 YouTube subscribers on my new YouTube channel. That's one of my dreams. I want to have 100,000 email subscribers on my email list. It's one of my dreams. I'm just sharing with you some of my dreams to inspire you to come up with your dreams. So, Michael, are you thinking about your dreams for what you want to accomplish over the next 10 years in your real estate business? How much real estate do you want to sell? What do you want to do with the money? And you start dreaming about that. While we're doing, hey, I got to focus on today and I got to produce and I'm going to bring the effort and energy today. While I'm doing that, and I want to have some dream work over here, because Earl Nightingale had one of the all-time great personal development ideas in the history of history. And he said, we become what we think about. We become what we think about. So if you think about your dreams, you're going to be pulled towards those dreams. What if you took synergy, my first principle, and your dreams over here, and you brought the two together? So yes, focus on today, because that's all we have. All we have is today. And focus on your dreams. Now, some people, they're in their head, they're all about their dreams, and they're not looking at today. They're not looking, well, what do I actually have to do today? Monday, September 19th, in order, like for me, to sell 601,000 copies of this book, 600,001. For me to do that, what do I need to do today? What I need to do today is that I need to bring effort and energy today. I need to play at a 7+ on a scale of 1 to 10. I need to do those prospecting calls. I need to focus on doing the next right thing. I need to prioritize my time and my energy while I'm going after these big dreams. And so what I did yesterday is I did some work on this, and I put my dreams down in writing in an Excel spreadsheet. So we think of the dreams, we take them out of our head, we put them down in writing or typing. You can use the Excel spreadsheet, you can use a journal, you could use a napkin, you can put in Microsoft Word. So my suggestion is you do both, focus on today and work on those big goals and dreams of yours. Okay, and I've got one last thing I want to share, and then we've got a couple of freebies for you guys today. And the last thing I want to share with you guys today, I want to talk to you about the mindsets. What are some of my mindsets to take a thought, then write it as a goal, and then pull that goal into reality and manifest the goal? In other words, what's the dream car that I want? Okay, think the thought, set the goal, and okay, it's in the driveway. Or the number of clients you want to have. Let's say you want to get 10 clients in the next 30 days. You think the thought, you create the goal, and then how do you manifest it to where you have 10 paying clients in the next 30 days? So here's a couple of mindsets to help you pull those goals into reality. And this one is tortoise and the hare. Tortoise and the hare, which means slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. How do you get 10 clients? You start with one, and then you get a second one, and then you get a third one, So I have a client right now. She wants to go to $17,000 a month in her business. That's her dream income currently. She wants to go to $17,000. I said, you know what we need to do? We need to go get a client. We need to get one. And the way we're going to get one is you're going to reach out to 1 to 5 people a day and ask them if they'd like to have an appointment with you. And then you're going to run that appointment with intention and you're going to make an offer. And then you're going to get a client. And then you're going to get another one. So her journey to $17,000 a month in revenue, it's one client and it starts with 1 to 5 reach outs today. That's what I want her to do. So tortoise in the hare, slow and steady wins the race. And then my last tip for you on mindset is apply best practices. So how am I going to sell 600,001 copies of my book? I'm going to apply the best practices of book sales. What does that mean? It means success leaves clues. So the people that have had success at that level and beyond, people that have sold 1 million copies, 2 million, 10 million copies of the book, how do they do it? What were their strategies? All right. If I want to get 100,000 YouTube subscribers, Eric, apply best practices. So what are the other people that are crushing it on YouTube? What are the thumbnails? What are their video descriptions? What is the length of their video? What are their graphics? Success leaves clues. Eric, apply best practices. How do they market? Do what they do and I'll produce a similar result. That's modeling. How am I going to get 100,000 email subscribers? One at a time and apply best practices. Best practices can be applied to anything. Referrals, closing, your website, your joint ventures, your hiring, your recruiting, your mindset, your time management. Best practices is one of the all-time great strategies that's out there. All right. So got a couple bonuses for you guys today. If you want these bonuses, just email or text me or find me on social media. You can LinkedIn message me, Facebook message me. My email is eric@ericoffhome.com. First name at fullname.com, eric@ericoffhome.com. Just say send it all if you want the bonuses. Or text me at 916-626-1945. 916-626-1945. And just say send it all. Here's the bonuses. Dr. Moyne podcast interview. We rolled it out today. It's a 1 hour interview. It's awesome. Get to spend an hour with my mentor as I'm asking him questions. You guys are going to want to watch that. And then the second bonus is I'm doing a class starting tomorrow at 3 California time, tomorrow and Thursday, on how to make the fourth quarter your best quarter ever. How to make the fourth quarter. It's going to be 2 hours of training. How to make the fourth quarter your best quarter ever. And if you can't make it, I'm going to record it. So you can watch it live. You can watch the recording. You can take my best ideas on how to make the fourth quarter your best quarter ever. Instead of 15 minutes, we're going to train for 2 hours. 1 hour tomorrow, 1 hour on Thursday. So just if you want those bonuses, just say, Eric, send it all. And we'll send it all to you. That's going to wrap up our call today. Let's go out there and produce. Let's have a great Monday. Have a great attitude. Take today through the finish line. Thank you for joining me. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.